The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
We have the next Yudafim. In Yonei Kochim, they're going to get to the Iker Chilukim between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Aguf is a type of Kedusha which is Chal Adin to be used Be'avoida. Either we're talking about a Behema, which is Roy LeKorban, the Kedusha when the Bailam, when the owner of the Behema is Magdashit. What's Chal the Behema Kedushas Aguf is that it's Chal Kedushas Korban. In which case, it's not just that it's Momen Hegdish, but that the behema itself is oimed for a certain service, like Kodesh. Not just that it belongs to Kodshim, but it has an identity of a korban. The nafkamina is that pidyon doesn't help. The musig of pidyon, of kilu, redeeming, being mechal something from the kedusha that's on it, is replacing it monetarily with something else. Over here, the ikar of the kedusha is not the monetary definition of it, but it's the definition of the thing itself. The behema is a korban. We'll see the chilukim and how to understand the kedushas ha-korban and kedushas bedekavayis and mitzvah Hashem the next year. But as far as behema is concerned, here the Gemara coins in two places the formula that kol behema shehegdeshon koidom es mumon. So the halacha is that what's chal on it, the kedusha was before mum. Baal mum obviously you can't bring as a korban. That's the aleph beis of psulei hamukdashim is that a baal mum is not roy lekorban. And we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem what the mumim and how the dinim of disqualifying a korban that's later on in Mitzvah Hashem the mesechna. But psulei hamukdashim shehigdimu hegdeshon es mumon, the halacha is that it was chal on it was kedusha's korban. If the behemah is a bal mum, so then the kedusha's korban can't be chal echadchil, it can't become inherently roy le korban. So then what's chal on it is kedusha's domim. Now, the din of psule hamukdashim, the din of its hegdeshon koidim es mumon, and by the way, by a bechor, where the kedusha's chal nit me'elov, even a behemah that's yoitze me'imoi, where the Kedushas Chalan already was a Balmum, the Kedushas Haguf is Chalan, because there it doesn't need the Maisa Hegdish. Meaning, say, we cannot be Miyached something as a Korban if it's not Oymed for a Korban. But Bechor is a Siba for it to have Kedushas HaKorban by itself, in which case, when it's Yotzim Me'imo, it's a Balmum, but it has the regular Dinim of a Bechor that was Niskadish B'Kedushas Bechor, and thereafter became a Balmum, and it would have the Dinim of Psulei HaMikdashim. What are the Dinim of Psulei HaMikdashim? Dinim is that you have to be poided. This is what's called Hamodah V'Arocha Gzeis HaKos, we learn out the Psukim, the end of Parashat Duchu Koisai, that the behema has to be, it has to go through a process, not just the Ikbi Mechalel, where B'dievet L'moshel, anything from Pidyon, B'edek Habayis, there's no regular Gezel per se, with Hegdash, theoretically, Midaraisa, if a person would be Mechal, a whole horse that belongs to Hegdash, on a Shavuot, it should be Nischal. By Psulei HaMikdashim, there's a separate din of Hamadah V'Aroch, you have to go through a process of you have to shots up the value, you have to make an official estimate, there's a whole process how that's done, that's in Maseches Erechin, and after the value is defined, that becomes the out to take off the Kedusha by taking off the with a Maisa Pidyon, with a Maisa Chil, but it's more of a process than just the regular Chil that you have by Momoin Hegdish, by Kedushas Domim. So Hamodav Arocha, plus, even after the Hegdash goes off, the Hegdash doesn't really go off per se. The usage of the person, Behemah is Yotze L'chum, the usage of the Behemah will be limited, and it can only be used La'achila, cannot be used L'giza V'avoida. Giza V'avoida remains also, that's the Pasha Psulei HaMikdashim, it's learned out from the Psukim and Pashas Re'ei. Now, the Pashtus of this Din of Psulei HaMikdashim, that it's also B'giza V'avoida, it's mutter, once you're appointed the Behemah, you can eat it, but it's also B'giza Avoid, there seems to be a limitation in the Pidyon. I mean, say, like we said, the general rule of thumb is that Pidyon is only Chal Kedushas Domim, because that's a monetary concept, so Pidyon will help for that. That's also a monetary concept. Kedushas Haguf, which is more intrinsic in the Chafetz, in the definition of the Chafetz itself, Pidyon will not work. If it's Pilei Mekdashim, so then, since it's not Roy LeKarbon practically anymore, but it had the inherent Kedusha in it, is Kedusha's carbon. So over there, the Kedusha's carbon can't be taken off Legamri, it's taken off to a limited degree. It's Mutar L'Achila, and it's also L'Gizev Avodah. That would seem to be what's going on. What's strange is that the Rambam counts as one of his Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Saseh Peivov, the mitzvah of being poyde psule hamukdashim. Very strange to understand that that's a mitzvah saseh, the pashtus. If a person wants to be poyde something, rishus biyodoi, he could be poyde from Egdish, there's a mitzvah. So the same way there's certainly no mitzvah saseh, to be poyde something from Bedek Abayis, there's no mitzvah to be poyde something from they used to have Kedusha's carbon. What's the mitzvah say? It's a matir. What's the mitzvah say? What's going on over here that's positive? What's going on is a heter to get rid of the Kedusha. You can't get rid of the Kedusha, like we said, all the way. It's limited. You get rid of it l'gabi achila, not l'gabi b'yizav abayte. That's one thing that's strange. And the Chinuch in Parshas Rei takes this idea one step further. He brings the mitzvah say kedarka that he always passes the Rambam's minyan mitzvahs, and the chinuch is magda that the mitzvah is lifdoison velikach dmeyan veliknois korban acher. It's that amount of money, like we said, the pidyon will only be chal on that amount of money. It has to go through amod varocho, so there's no hegdish chilla shava pruta is chal. So the chinuch says the mitzvah is to take the other money and to buy another korban. Vita strange. We have a guy, his name is Yankel. Yankel was Magdash Behemoth for a carbon. On the Behemoth was Chal Kedusha's carbon. Yankel's on the way up. Everything is fine. A boulder comes down on the way, on the cliff, on the road, on the way up to Yerushalayim, breaks the animal's leg, the animal becomes Psulei Mekdash. So Yankel is still Mechuyev a carbon, because Yankel said, Harei Olai. Let's say, Yankel's Mechuyev to bring a carbon. If Yankel's Mechuyev to bring a carbon, has nothing to do with using the money from this animal. What is this, a course in economics? That Yankel is out $100 because he had a behemoth that could have served his purpose to be Mekayim his neder, or he had to bring a carbon chatos, even without a neder, he's a Mechuyev to bring a carbon. So you're giving Yankel, has a chayin, Yankel wants to know, where's he going to get $100 from? Tezis Yankel, what do you mean? Use the money from the... That's the mitzvah saseh, midereisa, that's going on over here. It's rather strange. What do we see from the Rambam Nechinuch? We see over here that the pidyon of Psulei HaMekdashim is not a regular pidyon of heter that allows the owner to take off the hegdash and then to use the behemoth for something else. That's not the gedder over here. The gedder is that the din of being poyde Psulei HaMekdashim is in and of itself a kium of the original Kedushas HaKarbon. It's not like we said that L'Choyra, it's not Roy L'Karbon anymore. Similarly, you could be Poyde, but since it had Kedushas HaKarbon, so the ability to be Poyde is limited. The being Poyde is a function, is an outgrowth, and is an actual kium of the din of the carbon. And that's why the Chinuch says, what's the point? What's the Geder Adover? The Torah allowed you to be poided. The Torah says, be Mekayim in this animal of carbon. How? By placing Bamod Varocha, the value of this behemoth, on a $100 bill, and using that money to buy another carbon. That itself is a kiyum of the carbon. The Rambam says the mitzvah same, because this is another way of bringing a carbon. But that's strange. Another way of bringing a carbon. Let's try to develop this better. And by the way, like everything else that's emes, the Briskerov says that this idea is actually inherent in reading the Rambam. The Briskerov is actually right over here in Becharis Daf Tezvav, and the Briskerov reads this Nekuda into a Lashon of a Rambam. It says, that's what the Rambam is saying. Kedarkei b'kodesh. The Rambam is Hilchos Mi'ilah, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Over there we're talking about different things that had Kedusha. The Kedusha went off. When does the Kedusha go off? When are you allowed to use it? And he brings the din of Psulei HaMekdashim, that the pidyon does not give carte blanche heter to use the animal for whatever it is. And he says like this, Halacha Tes. Behemas hegdash shenofo b'mum v'niftes k'moshe b'yarnu eme muteres b'gize v'avoido v'arehi b'isura ad shetishochet. Listen carefully to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that the heter, the pidyon, is not matter in Gansin. Legabe gizvavod, it's matter that you're allowed to shecht it and make a barbecue with the meat, but you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to work it. You're not allowed to use it. Legizav avoida. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's also legizav avoida. Vaharehi bi isura, which is sir? The isur of the original carbon. Vaharehi bi isura adshe tishochet. It's not the pshat that there was a pidyon and the heter is limited, so mele you could shecht. The isur of the animal, insofar that it has kedushas carbon, is until you shecht it. The shechita is the matter on the kedushas carbon. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. What's the pshat? So the pshat is weiter. It's not the pshat that there's a heter, the kedushas carbon went off, but somehow, the usage of the behemah, hamad varoch, pidyon, using the money for another carbon, let's say, the way the chinuch puts it, you don't, it's not likuva, but theoretically the money can be used for another carbon. That's all a kiyum of the original status of this behemah being a carbon, and the behemah itself will have a kiyum of that status of being a carbon by being shechted and eaten. Why is being shechted and eaten? Remember, we're talking about a guy's making a barbecue in Miron. We're not talking about that he's using the behemah for a carbon. That's a kiyum of the din of the carbon. The fact, ayamoid bi sura, in its isra as a carbon, ad she tishochet. What's the pshat? So we have a definition, but we're lacking some type of rationale to understand what about eating the behemah that's mutar l'shchita is somewhat of a ratification, is a kiyum of the original status of the kedushas hakarbon. Let's open up in Parashas Re'eh, the pasuk that talks about a behemah of psulei hamikdashim having a heter achila. It's in Perek Yud Beis, in pasuk tezvav, pasuk before that, pasuk after. V'chalto v'zavachto v'chalto, the Gemara Darshins, v'zavachto, there has to be used l'shchita, v'chalto v'lo l'achilas klovim. And over there, Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, learns up this, and he seems to be alluding to the same type of Yisrael that we just explained in Lamdas from the Brisker Rav. And he explains like this. He says that the Psula HaMikdashim, because it had the behemah had a character of being a carbon, that status can't be taken off. And this is really what we were magdim. Something which is a Kedusha status insofar as the Yichud of the property belonging to Hagdish. So if you mechal on Mois, so that's fine. And the Kedusha character goes off. When something is a carbon, it inherently, mitzad atzmoy, is something else. That does not go off when it becomes a balmul. What's the din of pidyon? The din of pidyon, like we said, is a kiyum of pidyon and whatever it's going to be used for, is a kiyum of the status of a carbon. Says Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch, Tifa Gedank. We spoke about this in the beginning of Chulin, where there's almost a misnomer. The Maseches Chulin that we just finished learning, B'siyat Deshmai, is called Maseches Chulin. The whole Seder is called Kachim. Chulin and Kachim are the opposite. How could there be a Masechta called Chulin? So you want to tell me, Shchitas Chulin, the Rishonim call it B'Seder, but the name of the Masechta is something which is the opposite of what the Seder itself. Why is Shchita and all the halachas thereof part of Seder Kedusha? Now, obviously, every behemah had to go through Shchita. But the pshat is deeper than that. Every behemah of Kachem had to go through Shchita. The real pshat is that the point of the name Chulin, the point of Maseches Chulin is that there's a musig of Kedusha, of raising something up to a different Madrega, taking a Dover Gashmi and raising it up to a Madrega of a Dover Ruchni, taking a behemah and raising it up from a Balchai, raising it up into the sphere of Dvarim Shebekdusha that should be royally Ishim, Al Gabi HaMizbeach. That's the theme of Kachim. The theme of Beis HaMikdash, the theme of Kahanim, the theme of Bechor, the theme of Klal Yisrael, the theme of everything that we stand for, all of our Beis HaMikdash, is supposed to be referenced in every bit of our lives, every bit of our lives at home. It's all about picking ourselves up and taking Dvarim Shebeguf, Dvarim Shebechoymer, Dvarim Shebeh Nefesh HaBahamis, and raising that up to a Madrega of Odom, raising it up to a Madrega of Balchai, raising it up to a Madrega of Ruach, raising it up to a Madrega of Ishel Hashem, of Reach Nichoich Ishel Hashem. In that context, The Masechta that we call Chulin is not really Chulin. The real name of the Masechta is, how do we take the whole Seder of Kodshim and bring that into the realm of everyday life when we're not in the Beis HaMikdash? When we're not bringing Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, how do we bring those lessons, that idea, that way of life into the world of Chol? The answer is Shechitas Chulin. The answer is that even the behemoths that we eat, what's called in the Torah and Pashto Vei, Basa Taiva, because it's eaten, because a person wants to partake of Olam Hazeh, it's lifted up. True, it's lifted up by a bracha, but the specific halakas of an animal is that when one shechts an animal, one is putting into the animal the chosemes, the stempel of, similar to the mila in the Guf Adam, which gives the human body its whole capacity for Torah, for Kedusha, for Aliyah, for Kirvas Elokim, Toiv. The same thing when one shechts the behemoth, of course, with all the halacha l'moshe m'sinai of how to shecht, one puts into the behemoth, one raises it from the madrega of stama bal chai, member of the animal kingdom, and one brings it into the realm of Adam. The word behemoth is shaykh to the word boma. It's similar to the word mizbech, Reb Sham Shufal Hirsch says. In any case, that's a profound and magnificent way of looking at shechita b'chlal and achilas bosa b'frat. What's negay over here is, Rabbi Hirsch says, that the idea behind the shechita of a carbon, the idea behind achilas carbonis, is in actuality the idea of shechita and bringing the carbon into the sphere of kedusha. Shechting it in order to eat, basa taiva, shechting it, every time he eats shechts, he's really doing the same thing like we just said. He's the same act that plays itself out in the realm of mizbeach, kedusha, beis hamikdash, azoro, lahakriv lefnai v'lefnim, on a certain level, symbolically, not only theoretically, but on a certain level, that's really what happens every time a yid gets meat with a hashgacha. What's really happened is that the animal was shechted, that meat was brought into a realm of being fitting, to become part of a body which serves the Rabban Shalom, a body which learns Torah, a body which is a kli kibul for kedusha v'tahara. And Memele Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Karbonis are really the same process, just on a different level. It's a different level of intensity. That's all. The level of Shechitas Karbonis of Maseches Zevachim plays itself out in a less intense way every single time a Yid picks up a second Shal Shechita in the Masechet of Chulin. In that case, says Rabbi Hirsch, the status of carbon never went off. The status of carbon is, go ahead and shecht it. It's not royal carbon anymore. It can't be brought lefnai v'lefnim. It can't be brought by Azara. But at least it still has a status of carbon to play itself out. That idea, that lesson, that hisalu should play itself out in the world of Chulin. Take it and go eat it. The Rabban Shalom says, take the carbon. You can't bring it in Azara. To bring in Azara, it has to be perfect. The intensity of a carbon demands perfection. A balmum can't be brought in the Azara. But take that carbon and bring a carbon in your kitchen. Bring a carbon by eating meat the way a yid partakes of a cholent on Shabbos morning. That's the lesson. And that's really the avoida. And memela, it's not the pshat that the status of the carbon falls off. The shechita, like the Brisker Rav says, einoi, because the shechita is a kiyum of the carbon. So by shechting, you've really realized its potential as a carbon, albeit in limited form. So like the chinuch says, go ahead and bring another carbon. Take the money, go ahead and bring a carbon. But really, you're doing the same thing. Gizav avodah, you wouldn't have that lesson. Gizav avodah, you're just using the animal for something that you need, but you're not actualizing its status as a carbon. This is profound, but it's pshat. It's obgalan pshat. And what's going on in the parasha of Psulei HaMikdashim. We'll add in this reference, Pshat, in the Tosafot and Zevachim Daf Ayin. The din is, the Gemara learns that in Bava Kamma in the first parak, that the mazik that we call bor, where the Torah plays out what happened by a bor. Bor tripped an animal, the animal fell in, the animal broke its neck, died. So the Torah says over there that Shalom Yishalom, the person who dug the bor, has to pay for the damage. Vamesi Eloi, the Gemara talks about what happens with the Nevela. Does the depreciation of the Nevela, Pchas Nevela, who did being metapa with Nevela, is it on the Mazik or on the Nizik? The Gemara in that context says that Psulei HaMikdashim that were Nizik in a bar, that died in a bar, you don't have to pay the owner of the Psulei HaMikdashim. You have an animal, which the guy
wanted it to make a barbecue, like we said with the Psula Mekdashim, it falls into a bar since you can't use the Nevela, because like we're saying over here, Psula Mekdashim is only Roy Lishchita, it's not Roy to be used as a Nevela, you can't use the meat out of the context of Shchita. Psula Mekdashim, the din is, if it dies, so then you cover, it's also to use. So Mamela does not have a kiyum of the parasha of Vamesi Eloi. There's no tipple, there's no selling the Nevela. It doesn't have a din of mazik. So, first of all, the din is interesting. You will mazik him. You will mazik him. Obviously, the answer has to be the answer. It's exerz hakosuf. But the gedra adover has to be that you weren't mazik him. You were mazik him from being able to carry out a certain kiyum akorban. Like we just said, using the animal for shechita is not the pshat that the animal is your animal for a barbecue. It's a carbon. You will, on a smaller level, on a lower level, carry out the function of the carbon by shechting it and eating it the way you didn't eat meat. So that's why it's nisma. It's not part of the regular possessions of a person that had the din that if it falls into a bar, that if it falls into your bar, you're responsible, you're a mazik. That's A. Second of all, Taisin Zvachim Daf Ayin points out in discussing these halachas that if the animal is shechted, so then the meat can be eaten by a goy. But if the animal was shechted, shochte v'nimtza treifa, where the animal was only roy for a goy, there the halacha is that that's considered yisur. I know you cover. And the understanding of that is that when it was shechted properly, that itself creates already a kium of the carbon, like we said, brings it, makes it roy to become absorbed. So rather than a guy could eat it also. The din of kochim was in the skyim with the shechita. Again, the Lashon of the Rambam, like the Briskurov points out, oimid bi sure ad shetishochet. Once it was shechted properly, and it's roy for that meat to be absorbed into the flesh, into the body of Yitz, and then a guy could eat it also. It doesn't have a din of kochim. But if not, if the shechita v'nimtza treifa, so then nothing was in the sky. So then it becomes it's Yisurah. No, you have to bury it, you cover. In reference to the Yisurah that we just said, that every shechita of an animal done kehalocha, where the basa becomes roi to be eaten by yid, is to a certain extent a lowercase carbon. It's also a certain yoichlu mishulchan Hashem. Yoichlu mishulchan levoya. That's the idea of a yid eating basa. The shechitas chulin is a kiyum in a less intense form in outside the Beis HaMikdash of that which what was done in the Beis HaMikdash to a behemoth of kachim. That's what we just said. Let's just find a few interesting parallels where this is expressed, because this idea that a behemoth is oimid for a korban, memela, that's what achilas odom, the choir is only true by a behemoth, not true by a chaya. Chaya, there's no such thing as bringing a chaya for a carbon. Only behemoths can be brought for a carbon. Lechayra, we could theoretically say that a behemoth has the status of a mini carbon when it's eaten outside. Chaya will be hard to say that, and that's true. This finds expression. The sugi in Chulin Daf Tezayin Daf Yudzayin talks about the Gemara Darshins. There's a machlokes Tanoim over there, but according to the way the Gemara brings it, the Gemara darshins that in the Midbar, Bosa Taiva was also. They were only allowed, Klal Yisrael, when they were the 40 years in the Midbar, were only allowed to eat meat insofar that it was brought as a carbon, Lefnei Hashem. To the point where the Gemara darshins, the Medrash brings, the Sefri brings, the Gemara seems that way, that if somebody would take, if a Yid in those 40 years would take a behemoth, and he would check that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it would have an automatic status as shchut echutz. Now, shchut echutz is a concept of taking a carbon and spilling its blood, shechting it outside the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. Taking a behema of chulun, which never had kedusha, for those 40 years, every behema, l'chor, the concept is, every behema, the intensity of kedusha, of living, misov, v'al pi Hashem yachnu, v'al pi Hashem misov, es mishmez Hashem shamor, v'al pi Hashem biyad Moshe, was so strong that every behema was oimed to be a korban. The diuk seems to be that would only be true by a behema. By a chaya, it would not be true. And the reason is very simple. There is no kium of korban in chaya. And the way the pasuk by us that we just described in Parashas Re'eh, the way the Gemara calls it is called Asher Tisava Lechol Basar. It's talking about the way the Gemara has it. It's talking about a chaya. A behema had to be brought bifnim. A chaya could be brought outside because a chaya is not even to be a carbon. So it's interesting that on the one hand we're saying that the whole idea of eating meat is all some type of carbon. In a chai you don't have that, but since the behemah has that quality, so then a chai is included. It could be, it could very well be, that this might give us a deeper insight into the idea of kisui adam. Kisui adam is also something, chai and oif cannot be brought as a regular carbon. Even oif that's brought as a carbon, but it was done b'malika, not b'shchita. The shchita of an oif and the shchita of a chai does not mirror that which was done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a Beis HaMikdash dika hakrova outside of Basa Chulin. There's something different about it. Could be that that's why it needs kisui adam, because the dam is the chelek goes in the mizbeach, ki adam o nefesh, and so in order to turn that into a carbon, so maybe you need the kisui adam. That would maybe be a way of explaining the kisui adam, but in kan mikoimenu to properly define that. Another thing that comes to mind in the same context is a Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni. The din of Ma'aser Sheni is money that was nifteh from fruits that were separated as Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni has to be brought up to Yerushalayim eaten. You could be paid on money, take the money up, and the money could be used to buy kol dover meichel in Yerushalayim. What's kol dover meichel? It's also talked about in this perek in Chumash. The kol dover meichel has limitations. Normally it's anything besides for mayim melach, which is not oichel. Everything else is considered oichel. You can buy whatever you want. Still, the Mishnah says in Ma'aser Sheni, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, that halakeh chayo bekes ma'aser lezivchei shlomo oy behema lebosa taiva. And the Mishnah over there talks about leyotzar lechulin limitations. What seems to come out from Rashi and Menachos Daf Pei Beis and from the Achronim that discussed, without getting into all the pratim, seems to be that there was something problematic about using the Mois Ma'aser Sheni to fund bringing a chaya to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what chaya is not a carbon. There is a discussion, Zvachim Daf Lamadal, about bringing a chai maybe as some type of nedova. But what comes out is that the reason why, from Rashi, like we said, Menachos Daf Pei Beis, is that the heter of using a bosa behema, of using the money of Ma'aser Sheni to fund shlomim of a behema, is because a behema is, the achila of a behema is in the context of being a shlomim. Again, like we just said, the achilas shlomim and achilas basar chulin are not so different than each other. Eating chulin and eating a carbon are really related to each other. It's just one is a higher level of intensity of kedusha, one is a lower level. One is shchitas kachim, one is shchitas chulin. But a chaya is a different parsha. If a chaya is a different parsha, so it's not bechlal. That there's something that takes it out of the realm of regular achila if it's brought as a nedova for a carbon. Ayin Shom, but it just highlights again the same point of that the parsha of shchita and achila of basar chulin is shaykh be'etzem to parshas hakorbanos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.